Who is Esau Edom? Written by Charles Weissman. Read for you by Paul Maitrejane. This is a free tearingdownidols.com audiobook. Reproduction and redistribution are encouraged. For more free reading and listening material, please visit tearingdownidols.com. Chapter 2. All the World's a Stage. World Events and Problems. There is a great deal of confusion as to the nature of world events. There are mysterious political changes, sudden international conflicts, wars and peace, financial upheavals and disasters, government corruption and oppression, problems with churches and schools, a change in moral values, and talk of a new world order. Much of what has happened, and much of what is happening in the world, is being misconstrued and misunderstood by ministers and politicians, statesmen and writers, teachers and historians, and all for the same reason. This book is intended to shed some light on why most are in ignorance about such things which are occurring or have occurred in the world. In order to help us understand certain historical and current events in the world, let us reflect back on what the great English playwright William Shakespeare once stated, that all the world's a stage, and the men and women in it merely players. This statement is based on an obvious observation, that certain people and nations appear to be acting out a prescribed role in history, as though it were planned in a play. It is as though some persons or races or nations were assigned a character role, and are destined to follow this role assigned to them while on the earth. The script. The statement by Shakespeare also has a divine significance to it, and a definite scriptural basis, as much of what has happened in the world has been acted out in accordance to God's word and His plan for the world. It is not by accident that certain things happen the way they do, or that certain people act the way they do. The plans of God and the providence of God revealed in the Bible are at work in the world. Thus, the Bible is actually much like a script or a play. It is a writing about certain people and events. It should be noted that the word scripture means anything written. Webster says it comes from the Latin word scribo, meaning to write. The word script comes from the same Latin word, and means the same thing. The word scripture, as used in the New Testament, is from the Greek word graphe, Strong's number 1124, and is derived from the word grapho, Strong's number 1125, which means to write or describe by writing. Thus, in scripture, God, through His messengers, is describing things by writing. The Bible, then, is much like a script for a play. It describes and contains in its writing those things essential to any production or play to be acted out on stage. The Bible, being like a script, contains the following attributes of a script. It has a story or stories to tell. It has an author, which is God. It tells of and describes certain actors or characters and their role in the story. The characters in this script, the Bible, are individuals, nations, or peoples. Some have short roles, others long and continuing roles. It describes certain scenes or events that have or will or are currently transpiring on stage. The stage is, as Shakespeare stated, the world or the earth. This is where everything takes place, or where all acts and scenes are performed. It has a theme or themes, which the stories and events revolve around. So the Bible is God's script or writing of what is to transpire in the world and identifies the characters involved. The confusion and misunderstanding so many are having with what is going on in the world today is that they don't know who the main characters are or their roles in the script. For instance, imagine yourself watching a play on stage, and one character who you believe to be a servant is actually a nobleman, and the actor, who appears to be the hero, is playing the role of the thief and usurper. One character enters on stage, and you don't know what role he is following, and are unable to identify him as one of the characters in the script. You can see how all the events transpiring on stage right before your eyes make no sense, and any attempt to interpret what is happening and what the play is about could only lead to erroneous conclusions. Even with the script in front of you, the story still would be misconstrued if unable to identify the characters in the play. This same situation exists with many events in the history of the world and how they relate to the Bible. God had chosen certain characters or people to act out certain roles and be part of certain events in the world. Without knowing who these characters are, not only are the events that take place in the world confusing and misconstrued, but it will close much of the Bible to true understanding. It is critical we understand who the characters are and their proper role in the script. To help clear up the confusion, we will attempt to identify one of the main characters in God's script, that being Esau, or Esau Edom. We can identify who is Esau Edom by reading in the script, the Bible, what was written about him, what he was to be doing on the stage, or earth, what his role was to be, prophecy, and what characteristics and attributes were assigned to this actor by the author, God. We then need to compare all this to historical and current events and see if any of the persons or nations involved fit the role of Esau Edom or possess any of his attributes. From the foregoing chapter, we have one vague clue as to who may occupy the character of Esau Edom, that being the Jewish people. The following material will help to verify this. If we know that one of God's actors, such as Esau Edom, is to perform a certain act or possess a certain characteristic, then when we see someone doing the act or expressing the characteristic, we have identified the actor on stage or in the world.